Members of the House Oversight Committee have signed, sealed, and delivered draft legislation for reforming the Postal Service. The bipartisan legislation lays out what members think should be done to make the struggling agency more effective and efficient, and to putting it back on a fiscally sustainable path. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers.
Lawmakers say it's time to push the envelope and get the United States Postal Service back on track. Health insurance has been the thorn in the side of the Postal Service since 2006, when Congress required the agency to pre-fund health retiree benefits for postal workers. To date, USPS has paid about $18 billion into the fund, but it's missed about $28 billion in payments. Here's Massachusetts Representative Stephen Lynch.
The Postal Service employees have been paying about $29.4 billion into Medicare, but are not drawing on those benefits. So you have a situation where a huge cost to the Postal Service is a result of the fact that all its employees are using the federal employee health benefit plan, the premiums on which, the cost structure of which, is twice what Medicare costs. So the idea here is to require the postal employees to begin to use Medicare. They're already paying for it, but they're just not using it. And this agreement would establish postal-specific health plans, which would require integration with Medicare. And as a result, that $5 billion payment annually that we talked about, that will be eliminated. And according to the Postmaster General in her testimony recently, that would eliminate approximately 94% of the Postal Service unfunded retiree health benefit liability and reduce expenses by $38 billion over the next 10 years.
Those comments Lynch talked about were made by the Postmaster General, Megan Brennan. She included them in a wish list of other actions USPS would like the Congress's help with to save the agency more than $30 billion through fiscal 2020. That plan includes bringing back the exigent postal rate increase that the Postal Regulatory Commission did away with in April and allowing USPS more product flexibility. The draft Postal Service Reform Act addresses those actions. Here's Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings talking about the rate increase.
The Postal Service has significantly expanded its parcel and package services with double-digit growth in recent quarters. Unfortunately, this growth has not made up for the decline in revenue from first-class mail. The exigent rate increase of 2 cents per stamp that had been in place since January 2014 expired in April. Even with that increase in effect, the Postal Service was still losing about $2 billion a year when all of its legal obligations were factored in. That's more than $5 million a day. This bipartisan bill would increase postal rates by 1 cent per stamp, raising $1 billion a year.
Cummings has been pushing for postal reform for years. He also highlighted in his speech the creation of a chief innovation officer to help USPS identify and capitalize on new business opportunities and develop new products. The draft reform also requires the conversion to centralized delivery for some businesses and homes. Representative Mark Meadows had this to say.
And so as we look at some of the cost-cutting measures, we're looking at potentially a $5 to $7 billion cost-cutting as we do that, along with making a mandatory conversion for business addresses to more of what centralized delivery. Now, we have made this on a voluntary basis for the residential customer. Many have talked about five-day deliveries. That is not part of this particular proposal. We believe the impact to not only businesses and residential customers will be minimized as we increase the service standards.
Meadows also pointed out that the bill will remove the Board of Governors, as the role of the Postal Regulatory Commission is expanded. Along with that move, the Postal Service and the Commission Offices of Inspectors General would be consolidated into one Inspector General for the Postal Community Office. In a statement from Postmaster General Megan Brennan, she called the draft legislation an important step toward meaningful postal reform. In a phone call with reporters, Jessica Clement, legislative director for the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, said the draft does represent a marked improvement on prior legislative attempts, but the union did not like the requirement to enroll in Medicare. The Senate has its own version of a postal reform bill. Here's Representative Jason Chaffetz talking about his committee's bill and the one currently being floated in the other chamber.
Ultimately, we want us all to come together. We know that if we can push and drive this in the House in a bipartisan way, this will offer a very good solution. So we've taken a lot of the ideas from the Senate bill. I think we would actually be fairly close, but we're going to try to push and drive this maybe faster than they're able to do it on their Senate calendar.
The draft legislation is available for comment. After 2 weeks, the committee will look at formally introducing the bill with the hope of marking it up before the July recess. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.